Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Welcome back. One of the classics right there. 17 Till, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are in the time continuum of ownership, or whether you've got a challenge or an opportunity, whether you're frightened or excited, either way, we've got something you can do, you can find to read, listen to, or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Peter Meyer has deposited an incredible amount of wisdom and expertise and tips and best practices with us. You can find his stuff there as well. Just type Peter, M-E-Y-E-R, Peter Meyer, into our search engine. You can find him. Or just go to his own website, petermeyer.com. Right, Peter?
It's Meyer Group.
Meyer Group.
MeyerGRP.com.
MeyerGRP.com. Check that out. Yeah. The books are Warp Speed Growth. Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. We're talking about acting versus reacting. You know, Peter, when you were talking about this, I kept thinking about something I tell, have been telling people for a long time, and tell my folks here in my business. I don't like surprises in my business. Surprises are for birthdays. Even if the surprise is a good surprise, If it surprised you, you probably weren't paying enough attention, and I think the more you act and do less reacting, the less likely you are to have surprises. What do you think?
I think there's great truth in that, and I think that the real principle there is that I set up a path that I'm going to follow without worrying about the details. The details will need to unfold, and I will work on that as I go on, and so will the people who work with me, both as employees and suppliers and customers. But what matters is that when I get the details, I'll have thought through where I want to go when that detail happens.
Mm-hmm.
I will have a direction in mind. So I won't be surprised because I'll know what the direction is going to be. And that is really all I need. I don't need to know every detail along the way.
Well, we were talking, we were just talking a few days ago. Once upon a time, we worked really hard and built great relationships with one group, with one company. Mm-hmm. And that company introduced us to somebody else. Now, we didn't see that coming, so that was a little bit of a surprise. But we did some things to cause those people to introduce us to that other company and that what turned out to be a great opportunity. So even though the introduction was a surprise, we had done a lot of work to make it not really be such a surprise. What do you think? Does that qualify?
It does. You work from the principle of adding value. That's how you operate, Jim. When you add value, you are setting things up so they're going to happen correctly. Your act is to add value. Do you wait to be told to add value? Do you wait for value to come along? No, you do not react on that.
Mm-hmm.
You, Jim, work from the principle of adding value to all your listeners, all your readers, and all your customers. That is your principle from which you act. We each have those principles. The question is, do we act from them, or do we hold on to them hoping somebody will do something mm-hmm. so we can react?
What makes people be reactive? Can you really truly be an entrepreneur if you react? I'm not sure you can.
We all do both. As we said in the first
segment. Terms of it being a way of life, or sort of the way you are, I think what do you think?
The best business leaders, small business or large business, have a very healthy discussion with themselves and practice of acting, no question about it, of choosing to act. That's what the best do. And they don't do it all the time. They do it only part of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're biased to act. You asked why people don't, and the answer is, fear is the most common,
mm-hmm.
or training, either from within or, well, from without.
And just being, is indecisive an act, a trait of its own, or is it a product of other traits, being indecisive?
When we're born, we're decisive. We're deciding to do things. We don't walk by being indecisive. Mm-hmm. We don't learn to talk by being indecisive. But we do get trained over time that making decisions can get you in trouble. Making decisions can also stop your business from growing, or mm-hmm. making decisions can help your business grow. We don't grow business. We don't grow anything by being totally indecisive. Mm-hmm. We grow by acting. That's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
So well, there's a lot of choices and processes we can do to make this happen, but the decision all the time is, am I going to act on what I believe and know, or am I going to wait for things to come to me? The companies that wait for things to come to them are the companies that get passed by.
Mm-hmm.
And do I want to be passed by, or do I want to be in charge of my own destiny? Do I want to captain my own ship, to use your phrase?
But isn't a mechanical thing, a mechanical way to almost not keep score, but to sort of monitor your behavior, isn't one of the mechanical things to do to make a lot of decisions? That's what a mentor told me one time. He said, make a lot of decisions. And of course, if you make, by definition, if you make a lot of decisions, more and more of them will be smaller decisions, right?
They'll be smaller, and you'll be acting in smaller ways, and that's fine. The choice is to move, to act. The choice is not
take
to wait,
action.
But to act, to take action.
One thing I learned in the military is your troops will follow you. More likely to follow you if you're decisive, even if they're not sure you're right, as long as you're decisive. What do you think?
That's definitely part of the military training and part of the business training.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to ask Peter how we can become, if part of becoming better actors, as he says, is having a better relationship, or a healthy relationship between success and failure after these messages. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.